You're listening to Tales of the Text, headphone drama, secrets, and plot twists. This week's episode is Accidentally Crushing, Part 5, the finale.
So the next time you see my child's father, you can let him know that our next appointment is on the 29th.
Micah remains stunned by the news. She has so many emotions, hurt, confusion, disappointment, and anger being most among them. She tries to catch herself. She works hard not to portray her emotions on her face. She looks at Tiffany as if she couldn't care less.
Well, congratulations on your new baby.
Before Tiffany can say anything else, Micah turns and walks away. Her heart is heavy in her chest, and she doesn't know what to do. She thinks about her time with Derek and how much it had meant to her before. She knew that was all done. It had to be. Derek was going to be a daddy. Whatever they were going to be would have to fall off. She didn't say anything to Derek. She didn't trust herself to keep her emotions in check. Derek won't stop blowing her phone up, though. She just ignores him. She feels like it's best to just try to forget what happened. And at this point, she isn't even sure of their friendship. One day, as Micah's leaving her place, she finds herself standing face to face with Derek.
Why haven't you been answering my calls and my texts?
Been busy.
Busy? Really, Em? You gonna do me like that?
Like what?
You know what I've been going through.
There is nothing I can do about that.
So you just weren't gonna talk to me anymore?
I mean, I figured you had your hands full already with a new baby on the way. Oh, I forgot to say congratulations.
Micah, what you doing? Please, I need you to talk to me. I need you right now. You're my best friend.
Look, I gotta go.
Micah, after everything that happened, I
can't do this with you right now, Derek.
Micah walks past him and goes to her car. She tries not to look in her rear view as she drives away. As hard as she tries to stop thinking about him for the rest of the day, she can't. She gets back home, sits on her couch to have a drink and think over everything. Derek starts texting her, and after some convincing, she agrees to let him come over. She regrets it immediately, but feels like it's too late. Derek arrives and immediately tries to explain.
Micah, I'm so sorry, okay? I'm really sorry for how I was earlier. I was just hurt and honestly scared.
Scared?
Of losing you. You are my best friend in the world. I don't know what I would do without you, especially now. This whole thing is a lot. I don't know what to do, but this whole thing will be so much worse if I have to deal with it and deal with losing you. You know Tiffany is going to make my life a living hell. I know it's what I get for getting her pregnant, but I'm trying to do the right thing.
As you should.
Please, Micah, I didn't mean for things to happen this way. You know I would never intentionally do anything to hurt you. This all caught me off guard, too. I need you. And I promise that I was never trying to play you. I thought me and Tiffany were done. We are done.
Listen, I'll think about it, okay? I just need some time.
Okay, I can respect that. Just know that I love you.
You can go now.
All right.
Micah thinks about everything that has happened. She feels like it's too much. The ironic thing is she wants to talk about it, and usually Derek would be the one she would call. Instead, she calls her sister, Michaela.
Hey, sis, what's up?
Girl, a lot. What's wrong?
Things totally went left with Derek.
What you mean?
Hold on. Y'all ain't do no nasty shit.
Kind of, but...
I knew it. I knew that best friendship wasn't gonna last forever.
Girls not even really like that.
What's it like then? Did y'all have sex or not?
I mean, yeah, but it's more than that.
Y'all finally did it.
Was it good?
Mickey, you focusing on the wrong shit right now. Now you trying to hold out. You better start running your fucking mouth. You don't have to tell me everything. Just let me know the little shit.
Fine. Girl, it was good.
Oh, girl.
But that's the thing. After it was over, that's when shit left. Tiffany popped up.
Oh, right. She's pregnant. Girl, how did you know? You know her cousin Monique be running her mouth. She told me. She thought she was lying at first, but I don't know.
You know how she is. She never liked me, never gonna like me, and was always jealous of me and Derek's relationship.
Looks like she might have had a reason to, Mickey. My bad. So, what they got to do with you and Derek?
What you mean, what they got to do with me and Derek? She pregnant. They having a baby.
Yeah, and it's not like y'all was together when it happened. Was y'all?
Oh, we have never been together. Never really were together. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I didn't even get a chance to figure it out.
So what is Derek saying?
Of course he's upset about it. He obviously don't want to have a baby with Tiffany, crazy ass. But he want to do the right thing.
But what about y'all?
There was no us. I just felt like it's best to leave it alone and give him his space.
So you just gonna stop fucking with him?
Yeah, duh. He has more than enough to think about. He should be focused on being a father and not a boyfriend.
I understand all that, but y'all been cool for a long time. Ain't you supposed to be his best friend, even without everything else?
I mean, yeah, but it's more complicated than that. It's just too much going on, and I don't want to be involved in it.
Look, I understand, but at the same time, he probably needs somebody. I don't blame his ass. Tiffany crazy as hell. Something wrong with her.
I mean, we all know that, and I really do understand it. But the fact of the matter is, he's having a child with her. And it's not like he's innocent in it. I'm pretty sure they didn't always use protection, and he took that risk. I feel for him. I really do. But I don't know if I can handle all that. I can be there for him, but what about me? What about my mixed up feelings?
I get it. Y'all crossed the line. But you have to think who you would want your back at a time like this. I'm sure you would rather be talking to him than my ass. I just think that for right now, you gotta push all that negative shit to the side and just be his friend. You can't leave him hanging in the wind like that.
But what about Tiffany? You already know she's not gonna make it easy.
That's even more reason for y'all to be together. Tiffany not gonna leave you alone regardless. I don't know if Derek is trying to be a family with Tiffany. As long as they're not together, she's going to blame you. So you might as well have your friends back. I always kind of side-eyed y'all friendship, but it's real. I can't think of a time that Derek wasn't there when you needed him. Remember when Jonathan messed over you? He was there for you.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we do need to just be friends right now. All that other stuff we could let go of. He needs me. He said so, and I know he was telling the truth. I'm gonna just forget that night and focus on being there for him.
As you should. Now, about that night.
Bye, Mickey. I gotta go call Derek now.
So you just gonna leave me hanging? You ain't shit.
Talk to you later. Love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you too.
Mike, hey. I'm so glad you're calling me.
Derek, just let me talk. A lot has happened between us, but right now, I just think we need to put all of that aside. You're my best friend, and I think that's all we need to be. I'm not gonna let you go through this by yourself, of course. I got your back like always. I don't wanna lose you or our bond. But I'm not gonna be bogus, and just leave you when you need me the most. I got you. We can let all the other stuff go, though.
Oh my God, Micah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You don't know how much this means to me. Can I come back over? I really need to talk.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I'm on my way.
In what seems like just a few minutes, Derek is back at Micah's door.
Damn, were you already outside?
I didn't make it far. I was just kind of wandering around, thinking.
About the baby?
Yeah. I don't want to be messed up, but it's not the baby's fault that all of this is going on. I should have been more careful with Tiffany and not put myself in this situation. But regardless of all of that, this baby is my responsibility now. I can't just think of it as I'm stuck with Tiffany. I got a whole child to think about now.
Yeah, you're going to be a daddy.
Yeah, I already know that. Tiffany is going to try to cause as much drama as possible like she always does. She's been between talking about being a family and threatening me with child support. She's starting already, but
I'm not even gonna give her a chance. As soon as the baby is born, I'm just gonna take her to court, put myself on child support. I wanna map out the visitation and everything. I'm not about to go back and forth with her.
Definitely, that's for the best. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't wanna try and figure it out together with her? You know, be a family?
You mean as a couple?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, hell nah. I don't give a damn if she having sex tublets. I am never getting back with her. I mean that shit. Her ass is crazy. I'd rather just make sure that my child is good. I even thought about trying to get primary custody.
You take the baby? Do you know how much responsibility that is?
I know, it's a lot. But I'm trying to think of the kind of father I would be if I left my kid in an environment like that.
I mean, I give you that. Tiffany is a piece of work, but I don't think she would do anything to the baby. I don't like the girl, but she's not abusive or anything, at least to the child.
Yeah.
It's not like she on drugs or an alcoholic or anything. She's just dramatic as fuck and she likes to play crazy.
I mean, yeah, but I'm thinking about how she's going to be towards me. I don't want our child growing up having to be in the middle of that mess.
Unfortunately, Derek, you can't really avoid that. Whether you are the custodial parent or not, she still has rights as a mother. She's still going to be able to be with the baby. And I don't really see any judge taking a child away from the mother, even with all the mess that she does. There's no reason to think she'd actually be a bad parent.
Yeah, I guess. I just hate to be stuck with Tiffany like this. I mean, I'm not ready to be a father, but I can figure that part out. The part that's making it real bad is having to deal with Tiffany. Being involved with the baby means having to go through her, and I know she's going to make my life hell.
I mean, I feel for you, but at the same time, I got to be real. This is the predicament you put yourself in. You shot the club up. I'm not going to rub it in your face, but okay. I just feel like you got to accept who you laid down with and got pregnant. Okay. And now that she is, you got to deal with it and her.
Mm-hmm.
I got your back, and I definitely think putting yourself on child support and getting court ordered visitation takes her trump card. That's steps in the right direction, but other than that, you just got to figure it out like you said.
I know. You don't really want to deal with this, but thank you. I just have so many emotions with this. I can't go through this without you.
Don't mention it. I mean, this is what we do, right?
I can't shake this dread. I should have never let myself get caught up like this.
Derek, I think you need to stop focusing on Tiffany and try to be more positive. It's a whole bundle of joy coming into the world. Like you said, it's not the baby's fault. It might be hard, but you have to think of your child. Do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can get through this. We can get through it together.
Thank you so much, Micah. You're making me feel better already. Besides my mama and now this baby, you're the most important person in my life.
Hey, you're the shit.
Derek hugs Micah. He holds on to her for a long time. As their bodies are pressed together, Micah starts to feel her heart racing in an unintended way. Before she can collect herself, Derek draws back and looks her in her eyes. He leans in to kiss her, but Micah pulls away.
Derek, we're not supposed to be doing this. We're just friends. It's how we messed up before. We don't need to risk everything just for some sex.
Come on, Micah. You know it's more than just sex. It's way more than that. If Tiffany wasn't pregnant right now, we'd be something totally different, wouldn't we?
But Tiffany is pregnant, and you're about to have a baby. The last thing we need to do is get caught up in something complicated. Just let me be here for you as a friend, and don't try to make it hard.
Micah, be real. Can we really just be friends now? We can't undo what went down.
That doesn't mean we have to redo it. Derek, I almost just stopped being your friend. Do you really want to go through that again?
We don't have to. It don't have to be all or nothing. You're always going to be one of the most important people in my life. That's whether you're my best friend or my girl. Why not just try and see what this is? Then it won't be this thing between us we're trying to ignore. And if that doesn't work out, then we can still be us.
It's not that simple.
None of this is. It won't be simple either way. But if our friendship means enough to us, then we'll figure it out. We can figure it out together. Let's just be real with what this is.
As much as Micah wants to argue with him, she can't. She tries to think, but it's hard with Derek so close. Derek softly puts his lips to hers, and she feels her mind go blank. Before she can help it, they're kissing, and then their clothes are coming off. Derek picks her up and takes her to her bedroom. Micah tries to think clearly and stop what's happening, but she can't deny what she wants. She lets go and lets it happen. The next morning, they lay next to each other, under the covers. Micah's staring at the ceiling. Derek is staring at her. His phone buzzes faintly in the background, but he ignores it.
So you ain't gonna say nothing?
What is there to say?
What you mean?
Derek, if you don't do this, we need to back up. I don't want to just focus on the physical.
That's not what I'm trying to do. You know I would never do you like this. This is way more than that.
I don't know what this is.
This is us. We're still us. Like we've always been. Now it's just more added to it.
And how can you be so sure about this?
I'm not, really, but I know what I feel. Out of everything going on in my life right now, this is what makes the most sense. You and me. We've always been a team. Things change, but that doesn't have to be bad.
I guess I'm just...
scared. I get it. I'm kind of nervous too, but if we don't think about it too much, we can admit how good it feels. I mean, think about it, Micah. Neither one of us have had that much luck with other people. Who fits together better than we do?
People always said that, and we always said we're just friends.
Because we were. Forget other people. This is about us.
But we can't forget other people. You already know their talk, especially your crazy-ass baby mama.
Look, let's just focus on us for now. We don't have to bring anybody else into it yet. Let's just see what this is, and then we'll worry about the other stuff.
But somebody else is already in it.
Micah can barely finish her sentence before she hears pounding at the door. It sounds like someone is trying to knock it down. Derek jumps up and pulls on his underwear. He heads out to the front to see what's going on. Micah puts on her robe and follows him. Before either of them can make it to the door, they hear yelling.
Derek, I know you in there. Your car out here. Open this damn door. You think you can just ignore me and lay up with this thot?
Stop banging on my damn door like that.
Oh, you tough now. You want some of me? You think you something because you got Derek in there? You probably been banging behind my back this whole time. You trifling trick.
Trifling trick? I'll show you a
Tiffany,
trick.
Tiffany, get the hell out of here. I'll deal with you later.
Deal with me? Oh, you gonna deal with me. All right, I got you now. I'm taking you for everything you got. Just wait.
Hey everybody, this is Miss J, and you're now listening to After the Text, where we talk a little bit about the subject matter or the script that we just acted out for you guys. So in the studio, I'm gonna start with my cutie newbie. We got Shani, so say hi.
Hey.
I said say hi, say hi. And then we got my forever Caitlin.
Hey.
My forever, ever, 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 ever?
Ever, ever.
Shay Shay.
Hey.
And the one and only, who's great with kissing on the hand for sound effects, Leland.
What's up, what's up?
Okay, this is part five, which a lot of the young people that were listening wanted this part five. So we giving it to you all. I got a quick question. Would you still be friends only or friends with benefits with a guy who's having a baby?
Mm-mm.
Like, how would you handle that?
Shit, it gotta be good.
Like, you all are together, and this is a real life situation. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I had to have it to me. Like, he's like, yeah, she's pregnant, and you just need to deal with it.
Oh, wow.
Get an ass.
Yeah. So you did we friends, we best friends, that's my best friend. Then you sleep together. Then the baby mama come up.
That just make it complicated.
Uh-huh.
Then like best friends.
You can come closer.
It's like three different things. That's your best friend, mm-hmm. but y'all wanna be sex buddies, but y'all like got feelings for each other a little bit. It's just too complicated. Like if you're gonna be sex buddies, just be sex buddies. Don't add being a best friend into it, because that's when feelings get into it, and you gonna be mad when like he have a baby.
I feel like since it seems like Micah and Derek are, they want to be sex buddies, but they know that it's something underlining and they want to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was Micah, I would just take some time back. I feel like she gave herself a little too much in this situation. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with saying, hey, I really just don't. I think this is a lot for me. So I want to step back. If you at rock bottom, then you call me. But this whole yeah, you can come talk to me like that hoe. Can I come over there with some fuckboy shit? Because we just got back cool. You talking about some king, come talk to me. Nigga, like, I'm just now liking you.
And you said, like,
yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Shani?
It's all drumified and ghetto. I wouldn't deal with Tiffany and Derek. I feel like he just made up stuff to make it make sense because it don't make sense. And Michael was just like going with it because she liked him. She knows she ain't believe it herself.
Good
so
point.
She should have just left it alone.
In Michael's position, she gotta deal with Tiffany though. Like, I think those people don't be understanding when a man has a baby with a female, mm-hmm. he gotta be with that female for 18 years.
A lifetime.
Yeah. Because you still gonna want your mom and daddy to like be together. So she gonna have to deal with Tiffany if she wanna deal with Derek. Mm-hmm. And like, if they wanna keep talking about her and calling her crazy and stuff, like, that's just not gonna work. They can't do that when the baby comes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You're not finna sit around somebody's kid and be like, well, your mama crazy. She can't come over here. She can't knock on my door. Yes, she can. Her baby over there.
That's true. I've had that happen too. Okay. Knock on the door. Yeah, she came to my house.
Wishing you could.
To show me she was pregnant. And he was there. He's at my home. He was sitting next to me on the bed. He was like, oh, she lying. I swear to God, I was like, wow. And it came out so quick. That's why I knew she wasn't lying.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, not because I could see that she was pregnant. He's like, oh, she lying. It's not mine. I said, oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
She just fed her.
Right. Exactly. Like, really? Do you think that Derek in any way is being manipulative?
Yeah.
He don't want to be alone. Mm. Yeah, he does not want to be alone. That's why he pulling so hard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he pulling really hard to not deal with this by himself.
And wants to pull her in it.
Uh-huh.
Now, this could have been different. Like, Derek could have been off of the, like, I just don't want to lose you as a friend. Like, beside this, there's like, sincerity. I can deal with this, but I just can't. It's some sincerity, but his angle is, I need to deal with this and I can't deal with it by myself. So I kind of need you as my best friend to help me.
And I still want to have sex.
Yeah.
Good point. I still want to have sex with you regardless.
Because
do you think she's too loyal? I was thinking that when I was reading that Micah is too loyal.
She's not loyal enough to herself.
So she's too loyal to
him.
Him and their friendship. Because even with your sister.
Her sister not no good either.
Michaela was like,
my sister
needs you right now.
I wouldn't have told my sister that. I would have been like, you gotta go be his friend. I feel like women like they be trying to be so pick me, like they be trying to
so
like
powerful
get the.
That you learn that so young.
They be trying to get the recognition from men, then like helping a female out. Because if you were her real friend, you would have told her, no, you don't need to be a part of that. You're so much better than that. But instead, she was telling her, you need to do this and you need to be his friend and you need to continue to help him. And she don't.
And depending on what's going on in her sister's life, she's probably trying to live vicariously through her sister. Like, she's probably trying to get that same, like, oh, I'm telling you to go do this because I want your relationship to work out so I can live through you because I don't have anything.
Would you ever be that loyal, Shani?
No. Like,
just, you wouldn't deal with this situation at all. So if your little quiet cutie that likes you and he just like, you know, she pregnant, but I still want to be with you.
That's nice.
So that would be no, huh? What kind of drama do you think the future holds with even Micah just remaining friends with him? Like, how? What do you think Tiffany's going
to
be like?
Tiffany is very immature, so it's never going to go the right way. Like, she don't know how to stay in her own lane regardless of what's going on between her and Derek. Like, she needs to pull it back a little, but she's not going to do that because she don't know that. So it's always going to be drama.
She never pulled it back in real life.
Do you feel any sympathy for girls like Tiffany?
Yeah, she needs a new parent because she wouldn't raise her.
And that's it on that.
I feel like she just want to be loved by him. Wow. And like, okay. If you look at it from her angle, she just want him. Like, she just won't let one. That's like that crazy girlfriend stuff. She just want him to love her, and he not loving her, so she going crazy.
Right.
And she taking it out on Micah when Micah's not the problem.
True.
Who's the problem?
She the problem.
No.
She the problem too, because you don't need to take that out on you. Like, he need to talk to her. Like, sit down and talk to her. Like, look, I don't want a relationship with you. He said she was still talking about relationship and us being a family. Look, right, I don't want a relationship with you. This is my woman. Don't disrespect her. Don't come to her house. Because she shouldn't have felt comfortable coming to her house anyway.
That's such a good point. So what do you think the story is that Derek is telling her? Because there's always
I feel like Derek's still having sex with her.
What?
But he probably telling her that
they went on
he don't want her.
Yep.
And then
I do too.
On a trip.
Her reading the script.
I do feel like if in fact it were ended, it wasn't ended well enough for Tiffany to accept it. Mm-hmm. So by me saying we are done, like I'm thinking in my head per script, I'm thinking in my head like, okay, because we're done. I mean, we are done. Like I'm saying it like, nah, she's doing this as if we're still together, but we're not still together.
Okay.
Yeah, she's right.
But she's part of the script.
Ain't no female finna act crazy. She not gonna move on like that if she ain't getting no like
girl.
She getting something.
You'll be surprised.
You think really? Even if like he did say we're not together, there you're saying that the girl would ignore that.
Well, I'm saying this because these are all people that are based off like this is based on a true story beside this script. Okay. So knowing Tiffany in real life. One getting none of that and was still acting crazy. So
wow,
yeah.
No, I know it does happen.
Yeah. So,
but I think my experience has been that the guy is playing both sides.
Playing both sides. Yeah.
You know, he's telling her one thing and then he's telling me or whomever something else.
In real life, Derek is a good guy, you guys. So he wasn't playing both sides. You're just crazy.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna protect the real life. Pretend Derek.
Okay. Because
and he wasn't a bad guy.
He wasn't.
I don't think it makes him bad. I think it just makes women frustrated.
Well, if you're playing both sides, you are the bad guy because that means you're lying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you're lying, you're not the good guy. You're the bad guy.
But in this case, we're making him the bad guy. Huh?
Yeah, sorry.
He's coming out to be the bad guy, right?
Thanks for supporting me, but sorry.
So I think the ultimate question before we go is, can men and women, young men and women, older men and women, be friends?
Tell you.
Mm-hmm. You do. Strictly platonic.
Yeah.
I'm so a Chris Rock thing. I think it's all about a dick in a jar.
Yeah.
When there's opportunity, the jar will be broken.
I never met nobody.
The latest book I've just... what the latest one.
Is this Divine?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What did he say?
It's right. Like, we weren't taught to be the correct man. Because... our uncles talk about, man, you can't believe these young girls want me. You know, so you grow up not having that, the other side of the story. So the dog, he's in control, you know? So when you are alone, you immediately think of what I can do instead of just enjoying the situation. And when something happens that shouldn't, you say no. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. And like I said last episode is a man's no isn't received. You know, I can say no, but you like, Jackal, you know you want this. and if a woman says no, it's like, be
we
careful.
Know that's not received now.
Well, I mean, for us, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Our no is an emphatic no.
Right.
Even though we can give mixed signals.
True.
But you can't say that.
I can play with no. Yeah.
Right, we can take you all the way there.
Like, damn.
And then be like,
right.
Yeah, I've done
this
that.
Ain't like
this ain't
that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Even though I got
it's
on a roll.
It's not the same way.
It's not the same.
It's not the same way.
So are you saying that women can be a tease sometimes and you all can't resist that?
Not sometimes. Women get what they want.
Yes.
Do we?
Girl.
There's no other way to put it.
I feel like women don't know how much power they have. Like, they don't know that they can get what they want.
Really?
Yeah.
You believe that, Shani? That we don't know, young women or women don't know their power?
Probably. Yeah, probably oblivious to it. You just think you're just being normal, but everybody ain't gonna take it as that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I ain't never met no boy best friend or friend who just wanted to stay my friend and be my friend. Even like a few months or a year or two later, it's, I think I like you and I wanna continue doing it.
I've been dreaming about you and imagining everything.
Because when you spend so much time with somebody, you are creating a bond. You have no control of how that plant's gonna grow.
Yeah.
You just keep giving it sunlight and water.
People like say, oh, you have to have boundaries, but you're like, you have to build that boundary. So like, the time that y'all spend together, make sure you know you're not doing something that they could catch on to, or if they're not doing something that you could catch on to. So I got male friends and then my niggas, like, they think I'm a boy for real. Like, that's crazy, but yeah.
No, trust me, they don't.
They know I'm not a good, but they really be sitting there talking with that. To me like they think I'm a boy.
No, they don't.
They know.
This is a young man sitting here.
Because
you, we just gonna hope and pray.
Inevitably, if it was me and two other guys and we're all friends with you, we all know that you're different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so no matter how much we try to make you the same, you're still different. If you drop anything on the floor, we'll try not to look. But everything in us would be like, look, I'm being so serious.
I know you're not. I guess it's just, I don't know. But I
make everything. Yeah,
you got it. It's not everybody.
Once you rethink them, you're going to start acting funny.
Yeah, you are.
You're going to be like, what did I do?
And the talk is so great, sweetie. It's just, this is what I love, is us just really thinking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're comfortable in it and you're in control of it, definitely. Because you got a lot of male friends, don't you?
Well, no, we really got two, but like, they my closest friend.
They your closest friend. So you confide in them with everything?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's sticky.
It is. Because per reading the book, too, you have to be careful who you send your emotional.
Okay, I done sent this book to him. Yeah, I'll tell y'all later. Lord have mercy.
We're not going to give no free advertising.
No. I'm so glad you read it. Yeah. Have they ever said that they liked you beyond friendship?
Mm-mm.
Would it make you feel uncomfortable if they did?
Yeah, because I feel like we all wanted the guys. Why are you even thinking like that? It's weird.
That's so cute.
You wanted the guys.
Yeah, I mean, of course they don't know, but they treat us like that. They treat us like one of the boys. Yeah. And that makes me feel comfortable.
And you know why that is? It's because you set that boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why. But the moment it comes down, I bet everything one of them would try.
And then we'd be like, see, now you're messing up.
Now you're messing up, right?
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just being literal, but I'm just saying, you know.
I appreciate
she cool. She did. Guys. She that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my home.
Yeah.
That's my big home.
Well, I'm so proud of you. I really liked how this turned out. Everybody did such a great job. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it so much. I do want to say some shit that I always keep forgetting. Make sure you subscribe and follow us. Search Tales of the Text. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher, and on Instagram at Tales of the Text Podcast. We'll probably be dropping an app and some hoodies, but you'll know when that happens really soon. So everybody say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again, guys, for listening. All right, we're out.